The case of those 10 American missionaries being held in Haiti has taken a strange turn. Their Haitian lawyer has been fired. The Associated Press reports that he was accused of offering officials a $60,000 bribe to free his clients. The lawyer says he didn't do it. The Americans were arrested while trying to take a group of Haitian children out of the country. They're associated with the Central Valley Baptist Church in Meridian, Idaho, which is where NPR's Jeff Brady is. And Jeff, what is the congregation at Central Valley Baptist saying about the case?
You know, no one going into or out of the church this morning would talk with any of the reporters here. And the service itself was pretty light on Haiti references. The message this morning centered on the 23rd Psalm, and it was all about finding comfort in religion during difficult times. It wasn't until the end of the service that Pastor Clint Henry addressed the issue directly. And he said, quote, "I want the world to know our church loves and prays for all 10, referring to the missionaries. And that appeared to be directed at criticism of the leader of the missionary group, Laura Silsby. There's been plenty of reporting this week about her financial difficulties here in Idaho and about concerns that she didn't tell the others in the group that she didn't have the proper paperwork to take all those children from Haiti to the orphanage in the Dominican Republic.
Jeff, what about in the community of Meridian? Are people backing those missionaries like those at Central Valley Baptist?
Well, you know, early on, I think that was the case. And there was plenty of concern that the U.S. government wasn't doing enough to free those missionaries. But I noticed a pretty distinct change in mood around about Thursday, and that's when those negative stories about Silsby started coming out. Yesterday, I hung out in a grocery store parking lot and talked with some folks. Pretty much everyone echoed what one man, Bill Bienefall, had to say.
There's procedures and laws to follow in this country or in Haiti. And you have to abide by those. You may have good intentions, but if you break the law and you don't follow the procedures that are correct, you're going to get in trouble.
So it seems, Jeff, that there is some suspicion about what took place there.
Yeah, I would say that in general, people hope the missionaries are allowed to come back home, but they also seem to understand why they're in trouble in Haiti.
That's NPR's Jeff Brady joining us from Meridian, Idaho. Jeff, thanks so much.
Thank you, Guy.